Ever dreamed of becoming a cake master but didn't know where to start? Cake by Courtney has the thing for you. Join her exclusive 3-month cake baking journey where every other week a new cake challenge awaits you. From the simplicity of a classic chocolate sheet cake to the adventurous peaks of a s'mores cake, she's got you covered. With 6 unique cakes over the course of your subscription, she will take you step by step through each recipe, ensuring that you feel confident and capable in your baking skills. Whether you're a beginner or looking to level up your baking game, Courtney's flexible watch when you want lessons fit perfectly into your schedule. And here's the sweetest part. While this deal is usually $20 a month, listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 50% discount. That's right, only $10 a month when you use the code SALTYHOUSEWIFE, SALTYHOUSEWIFE at checkout at shop.cakebycourtney.com. Don't lose out on this deal. Sign up now and start your journey to cake mastery today. Hi, welcome to Salty Housewife. I'm your host, Rosanna Hicken. We are doing things a little differently today. We are covering the first episode of Survivor. And today I have, well, the guy who edits this podcast for me, my brother, Christian.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
You're just here so you get paid. He does get paid, by the way. We are going to be recapping the first episode of season 46 of Survivor. My whole family has been watching Survivor for years. And I posted on my Instagram, Rosie in Real Life, that while Vanderpump Rules is fun, I needed something that brought me the same kind of joy and happiness that Real Housewives of Salt Lake City did. And for me, that's Survivor. I haven't missed a season since I was 12. My 12th birthday party was Survivor themed. It was the night of the season one premiere.
Nerd.
Okay. get out of here. Mom actually made it so fun. I had like an immunity challenge necklace and it was made of chapsticks.
Oh my gosh.
So the winner got a bunch of, we were 12. It was so fun. Mom made like rice and chicken kebabs. It was so fun. Anyway, I haven't missed a season since it started. Even when we were in Germany, I would just like illegally watch it online. And then in college, I found my friend Liz and she had a TV in her room and we would watch it together. So we are going to be recapping the new season. If you've never watched Survivor before, I posted on the page, Salty Housewife, the best seasons to start with. You can watch them all on Paramount Plus, but it's so good. I feel like it's something that you can watch with your family too. If you were like, we need something as a family to watch. My kids love it. And now we're here for season 46. Have you watched all of them?
Every 46 season?
45?
This is the 46th.
I know I'm saying, but have you watched the other 45?
I've watched the notable ones.
Okay.
It's like...
You have not watched enough. You need to make sure you've watched every single one I put on my list. Did you watch them? Did you watch the Mike White season? Millennials versus Gen X, I think, is Mike White.
No.
Are you serious, Christian? Wait.
I'm not. I didn't ever said I was a diehard fan.
No, sorry. David versus Goliath. You didn't watch that one. That's one of the best ones ever.
Shout out White Lotus.
It's one of the best ones ever. It's season 37. I knew I was right. It's David versus Goliath. You need to watch it. It's really, really, really good. And there's people from that season that show up in White Lotus. He gives them cameos. Yeah, you'll recognize some of them.
I didn't know that.
You what?
So I didn't grow up watching Survivor.
Where were you when I was watching it? Playing Legos?
I was a child.
How many years?
I was 8 years old.
I'm 8 years older than you?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so you were 4 when the first season premiered. That's right. Okay, that makes sense.
So I was watching Rocket Power and Rugrats, not Boston Rob.
Yeah. Okay, well, you should go back because there are some really good episodes. But now our whole family watches it. Well, we just got Ariana to watch it. She just bought Paramount Plus so she can watch it. But we talk about it in a group chat, and my sisters have been catching up. So here we go. We're going to start. I think it's notable, too, that you haven't seen all of them, because can you tell the difference between these new seasons and the old seasons?
I can tell the difference because I've gone back and seen the older seasons, like with Russell and then
Heroes
versus Villains and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, if you didn't look at my thing.
Everyone's weak.
Christian.
No. Are you kidding me? Last season was Brandon, right?
Brandon.
The kid who couldn't climb up the ladder.
Oh, I know.
He fell into the boat.
I know.
Weak, this is voted out first.
Well, he should have been.
Okay, now we go to this week.
Okay. We'll get there. Let's start from the beginning. Okay, let's start from the very beginning. Three teams coming in on the boat like they normally do. We have our three teams. When I was writing my notes, I had to write down what their names were and what their colors were because it takes me a second. Yanu, purple.
Okay.
Nami, yellow. Yep. Siga, green.
Nami, powerhouse.
Oh, absolutely. Like, immediately. Yeah. And they do have Hunter, who is a strong guy. So I totally get, like, wanting to have a diverse group of people. But I feel like it is tricky when somebody has, like, when one team has a much stronger male or female, then it's hard for them to not be dominant. Because, like, this first challenge, we'll get there. The first challenge is 500-pound freaking gecko that they're taking. Like, that's tricky.
Hunter was climbing up on all fours, hoisting up the whole gecko. And
Hunter's a teacher in Mississippi. He's used to doing hard things. Okay, so we've got all the people coming in. We start getting all the little kind of small clips of who they are. We've got Jess on Yanu. We've got Tiffany. She's an artist who's worked with Nike. Kenzie, the salon owner. She has all the tattoos. We've got Q, a football player. We're like, okay, we've got some strong people. Then we go to Nami, yellow, which we didn't know was going to be dominant. We've got Hunter, who's a teacher in Mississippi. We've got Venus, the pretty one. She's a data analyst. How do you feel about Venus? She's cute.
What's up, Venus?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, then we've got Siga, which is green. We've got the Swift fan. Oh, my gosh, what's his name? I wrote it down here somewhere.
And Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. And he's the Taylor Swift.
Harvard Law kid.
Yeah. Do we think maybe he's Mormon? Did you catch this? When they were all talking about what drink they were going to have?
Oh, so it's Shirley Temple?
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Could be. I think he's just, like, very innocent kid.
Yeah, he could be. So they come straight to the beach instead of a boat. Because normally they meet in the middle of the ocean in a boat and they kind of
They swim to shore and then they pull the boats in.
Sometimes. But then sometimes they meet in like a big kind of like pirate ship in the middle where they've got to like fight for their stuff.
And then they jump off. Yeah. But it's always them swimming.
Yeah, but they didn't this time. And I wonder if he talks about how they had like a rough boat ride over. And I wonder if like they had to like scrap it.
Too choppy.
It was too choppy. And Jeff's like, we're going to just do something on land.
Well, they also had the fiasco last season with
Brandon. Not being able to get up. Which my favorite part about that was that Brandon made fun of himself on his TikTok like a bunch of times for how bad that was. And Jeff starts immediately with this like kind of cryptic message. And he's like, someone in this group is not going to win. They're not going to gel with everybody. And he's like, and none of you think it's you. And I'm like, what a weird way to start off for the season. I mean, it's true. But like, he wasn't like, hey guys, welcome to your dream coming true. He's like, some of you are not going to gel with people and you're not going to realize that it's you because none of you are aware. I was like, okay.
I think Jeff is kind of sick of everyone just treating it too much. Like,
I think you could tell that by the end of this episode. He was annoyed.
He's like, this isn't supposed to be like all fun and games. Like, this is supposed to be a competition and nobody's treating it like that.
I guess, well, that's what he said at the end of last year after they had all of those people quit. Three people last year quit.
Right.
He went on whatever, like Jimmy Fallon, and he's like, we will not snuff your torch anymore if you keep quitting. We're over it.
And so they haven't seen last season.
That's very true. They haven't seen last season.
So he's going off of just
what
like
had, that's very true.
Yeah.
What had happened and they don't know that people would quit. That's very true. Thanks for reminding us. Okay, so they move straight into their tribes, Yanu, Siga, and Nami. And I wrote, girl in pink on Nami is going really hard fast. She said, maybe them, but not me. Soda. Okay, I kind of love her. And then we have the challenge begin right away for camp supplies. And they're carrying these massive puzzle pieces to put together. And whoever gets them first automatically gets their supplies, and then the last two, the second person that wins, they get to choose whether they want savvy or strength for their challenge to get their supplies, and the last person stuck with whatever. And immediately, Hunter is the strength for the yellow team. He's carrying these pieces by himself.
And I thought that they would lose because of that, because he was the only one, like, out right off the gate, and then he went with Venus, and Venus, I mean, the puzzle piece weighed more than her, she was just barely able to push it.
I know, but he got them fast, just like he does in the immunity challenge. And Jeff is yelling out their names the entire challenge, and I wrote in my notes, how long does Jeff study these names before the show starts? Because no way could I remember these 18 people and their names.
Especially when there's six of them out there at a time.
They're sweating.
They're covered in mud.
Yep.
You have no idea who's who.
Yep. And they have to bring in these big puzzle pieces into the puzzle to put together. And Green Siga is in last almost the entire time. It's rough to watch. And I wrote, catch me never volunteering for puzzles on day one. I am terrible at puzzles. I mean, it doesn't mean like I shouldn't be on this show, but it means I would never be like, oh yeah, put me in. I volunteer. But luckily with this one, you have to switch in and out for the puzzles. So kind of everybody has to do it.
What would be your specialty then?
My social game. So, oh, do you mean physically?
No. What do you bring to the team?
Social. No, I am a very hard worker. Yeah. Don't give me that face. I'm a very hard worker and I would not, and I am very much like a team player. So if you want me, like, especially on the day when you're building a shelter,
I'm good at taking orders. It's great quality.
That's fine. I would never go in and be like, I'm going to be the leader of this team, but I am great at following directions. And so it's like, okay, let's build the shelter. I'm not going to be the person that's like, I'm tired sitting on the side and is about to be voted out first. I am good at hardworking and getting in there and getting stuff done. Am I good at puzzles? No. No, I'm not. But I can practice if I have to. Nami wins quickly. Yellow team, Nami wins very quickly. Purple, who is Yanu, they quickly go to look at what the puzzle is, but Green's already caught up. And how demoralizing to lose the first challenge. Purple loses immediately. And
it's not that bad, though.
You don't think?
No, because what do you lose out on? Flint?
No. So you don't get your supplies. You just don't get to choose whether you have savvy or strength. Right. I just feel like as a team, to lose first right away, it's like...
demoralizing.
Ugh. Yeah, I said demoralizing.
I think it's worse to lose the first...
Immunity. Obviously, yeah.
That is way...
more demoralizing than this. Because you go in a number short
it's
after
that.
It's
a way bigger blow.
Yeah. Sika Green gets to choose whether they want to do the sweat or savvy, and they take on savvy, which gives Yanu purple sweat. And we see how horribly wrong both of these go.
Yep.
They're really, I mean, shocking. So
who is it? It's Ben? Is it
on green?
Yeah.
Ben and Charlie.
I like Ben.
Ben and Charlie. Oh, I like them both.
He's the funny guy.
Yeah, I like them both. They
they're idiots.
Well, okay, first.
they just immediately saw numbers
and
they
I know. It's two people for a puzzle for the supplies, and the puzzle has a bunch of random letters. And they're doing the puzzle, and at one point Ben says, shout out to my dyslexia, because Charlie is saying, you're seeing things I never saw, but they're not realizing that the puzzle tells them to dig below, and then they call themselves the Dumb and Dumber Alliance because they can't figure it out. And I'm like, Charlie, you went to Harvard.
Right.
No. Like, this is why I wouldn't tell people I went to Harvard, because they have a higher expectation for you.
Harvard Law,
and they don't get it. They don't get it. And then we go to Purple, Yanu.
And Q.
Jelinski and Q.
Q, former football player.
Yes. Jelinski, who is a...
Jelinski.
A Vegas something. He does something in Vegas. Like a Vegas...
Yeah, I think it was...
Player?
Yeah, I think it said Vegas deadbeat.
No, it didn't. Christian. No, it didn't. He calls himself a monster.
80 pounds, soaking wet, 6'8". And cannot lift a bucket of water.
Oh, it's okay. So they have to carry buckets of water from the ocean before the time runs out. And they have a timer. But the bucket has holes in it, which is, again, I would be like, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever.
They ran the entire way without trying to plug the holes.
I was confused by that. I was confused about that. But they don't even try. They say like after an hour and a half, like, what did he say? Several means 7 hours.
Yeah. Jelinski said several because the sev means seven. It would take the challenge is impossible, Jeff.
So it takes seven. Because he describes it.
You only gave us 4 hours instead of seven, Jeff.
They don't even try. And I think that like Jeff is probably.
No. It's not they don't even try.
Well, Q tried. Yeah.
And he tried to keep Jelinski.
And he's frustrated.
Trying. And then Jelinski just threw the hourglass and broke it.
Yeah. That was rough. And we meet some more of the team. I love Banu, the guy from India.
I like Banu.
He said that he learned English. What did he learn it from? Survivor? No. I'm blanking on what he said he learned it from. But he said like as soon as he got his citizenship, he was like, I'm applying to Survivor. And he shows the team how to eat some ants. I was like, I really like him, Banu. Okay, so then, yeah, we see so neither Green or Purple, Siga or Yanu get their supplies, which means they have to wait until after the media challenge. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jeff is probably screaming in his producer chair watching these videos happen. And I'm wondering if, like, the cameraman is, like, relaying information back to Jeff. They're like, by the way, they stopped. It's only been 90 minutes and they stopped. And Jeff's just like, this cannot be happening.
They broke the hourglass.
They did. They threw the hourglass. Yes, that was so weird. Okay, so then we get to Nami Yellow and they're kind of like all just having a get to know each other in the water. And Liz, I don't exactly remember what they said Liz's profession was, but she is in the water talking about how she has like four businesses. Yep. And she's sold two of them. And she wrote,
bragging how much money she has.
Yeah, she said, I'm pretty awesome. And Tevin.
Nobody responds to her selling her businesses or being an entrepreneur.
No, no.
And she goes, yeah, I'm pretty awesome.
And Tevin, who is my favorite person by far that we have met. And I actually really liked this episode because I feel like I kind of struggled to connect with people in the first episode because there's so many of them and everybody's kind of like, not, I said last week that they're like kind of fake on the first episode. I don't mean fake. I just mean that they're all trying very hard. They're like very excited to be there, which everybody would be, but they're just like a lot and they're just meeting everybody and everyone's kind of like having these friendships that they're not sure if they're actually going to last. But Tevin, he's my favorite and he says, she already forgot how the game works because she's flaunting her stuff. And I'm like, thank you, Tevin. Yes. And then we have Soda. I really like Soda as well. She's a special ed teacher and she also works at like camps and she makes fire right away. And I'm like, okay, yeah, noted.
She's competent.
Yeah. Watch Soda on that team. And oh yeah. Yeah. So we see that Yanu.
That's Nami, right?
That's Nami. They're yellow. I also want to say as Jelinski's talking, I couldn't figure out like what his accent was or if he just had like the deepest voice, but it didn't make sense with his personality. I was so confused. I was so confused. Also, Doug and I said, your feet in the sand on this challenge would be horrible. Could you imagine running on sand for that long? Like not only are you trying to keep like your bucket full of water, but your feet are burning. You're running up and down sand. It would be a nightmare. Maybe that's why they quit. We go over to Siga Green. We get a montage of Ben telling everybody how much music he plays. Very outgoing. I wrote in parentheses, this could be exhausting. Would maybe be a little tired of it if I live there. But Jem says they're all vibing and getting along so well. And I'm like, duh, it's been one day. Of course you're getting along. It's been one day. And Mariah says she's not everyone's cup of tea. She's a kind of self-proclaimed nerd. And we have a Maria and a Mariah on the same team. Why'd we do that? Why'd we do that, Jeff? Can we just split the Maria and the Mariah? We're going to back to Yanu. We have Kenzie. She's the one with all the tattoos. Who's the salon owner. And she says, who needs tools when you have beautiful people?
Immediately creeped out by her.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like her.
Well.
What part?
She was touching everyone.
Oh, she's just one of those people.
She's very
like a Parvati kind of person. Yeah. Did you ever watch any Parvati seasons?
I did.
Yeah. So she is making friends with
she's
everybody.
Just touching Q's abs. She's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm just getting this weird feeling that maybe we're just vibing.
No, she didn't. Did she?
Then she goes and touches Jelinski's noodle arms. Like, I don't know. I'm just getting this weird feeling that maybe we're just vibing.
Okay. She says she makes a Shaggy Daphne alliance with Jelinski. And then she makes another four-person alliance. You've got Q, Tiff, Kenzie, and Jelinski. And I wrote, it's kind of bad when you make alliances with everybody, but maybe that's her strategy. We go back to Yellow. We've got Hunter, the strong guy, saying that he was a camp counselor as well, but he doesn't like the whole group just singing. He said the worst part about being camp counselor are the songs, and the whole group is just kumbaya singing. He's an introvert. He's overwhelmed by all of it. And I just thought to myself, this would be Doug. Like, Doug would be losing his mind if everybody. But then Hunter says he asked Tevin to teach him how to sing so that he can be there for a long time. And they call themselves the Andy Griffith Alliance. And I wrote, I love Tevin for now. You never know. Everything changes. But for now, I'm a big Tevin fan.
I like Tevin.
Yeah. He is fun. I feel like I would be naturally drawn to him and probably Hunter too. And Soda. Actually, I like a lot of the yellow team. I really do like a lot of the yellow team. I really liked a lot of people this episode.
There's the one guy on Nami that, was it Randon?
Randon.
That doesn't like Venus because she's attractive.
No. Mm-hmm. He calls
her
poverty.
Immediately, he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. You're poverty.
Yeah. He said,
which is like,
He said he's always been worried about her. I'm like, you've been on her for 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you're cute, if you're not, like, you are kind of at a disadvantage, except for last season, because she won the whole thing. And she is the cutest one by far.
Hashtag girl boss.
Hashtag girl power. Hashtag girl power.
She also played him, Austin, last season.
Well, I mean.
Not well.
Maybe.
She manipulated him. But. To her advantage.
She did.
I'm not holding that against
her.
D.
I think there might have been a little something, but yeah, he clearly cared about her feelings more than she cared about his, which is, that's fine. Who knows? Where are you at, D and Austin? Where are you at? Okay, so Liz tells everyone she's allergic to everything, and I just wrote, I don't think this tribe is going to vibe with her. I can't tell how old she is, and I can't.
I can.
How old is she?
Liz Wilcox from Orlando, Florida.
How old is she?
What would you guess?
38.
35.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was pretty close. She's an interesting one. Okay, so then boats show up with notes for all the team. And they're going to do their little getaway. And Jelinski volunteers right away.
He doesn't just volunteer. He like boxes everyone out. He's like, no, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And nobody else is able to say a word.
Yeah. Well, and then he shoots himself in the foot. Jelinski, Tevin, and Maria head out together, and they meet together. This is like the easiest challenge ever. They each pull a card. If you have the torch card, you have to tell everybody. The other two are trying to tell. One has the vote card, and one has the skull card. And if you have the vote card, you're trying to convince her you have the vote card. Otherwise, you lose your vote. And Jelinski is a terrible liar. Like, I knew he was going to be. He's like, I'm just going to say, I have the vote card. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Is it Mariah? Yeah, Mariah's like.
Maria. Not Mariah. Maria. I told you. Yeah, there's two of them on the team. Yes.
She's like, okay, plead your case. Maria, why would I lie to you? She's never met him in her life. Why would I do that to you?
He is terrible at lying, and he folds.
Sucks the energy out of everything. I hate him.
He folds immediately. Like, immediately folds, and he's like, okay, yep, I got the skull. And he gives up his vote.
No, that's not why he gave up. He gave up because Maria.
Maria.
Maria said, Jessica, I'm going to be really mad at you if I find out you're lying.
Okay,
I admit it, I'm lying.
He immediately, those two are given an extra vote, Maria and Tevin. She works him completely by saying that. Like, any other person would be like, I'm not lying. Like, why do you care what Maria thinks about you? And he's like, okay, I didn't want to be, like, deceitful. I'm lying. And Tevin's like, what? Who is this? And he goes back to his team and tells them that he didn't want to lie to other people, so he lost their vote. And his team is like, who cares? They're not on our team. And he's like, yeah, but, like, when we all get up, like meet back, like, they'll trust us. And I think it's Tiffany. She's like, they'll trust you. The rest of us didn't give them an extra vote. And his team is immediately like, alert. We've got a problem here. It's so rough. And also this purple team.
Well, and then, okay.
No, go ahead.
Am I jumping the gun?
Well, which part?
The immunity challenge.
We're almost there.
Okay.
We get a little bit of like a little moment about Jess. And she's the one who's saying she hasn't slept. We see this come into play later.
Yeah, and
like,
Jess is the only normal one in that tribe.
No.
Yes.
In purple.
Yes.
No, you have Banu, who's wonderful. I love him.
Okay, but I
Tiffany
said,
is great
I said
too.
Normal. Okay. I didn't say like fun. Jess is.
No, she's not. She's not. Did you listen to her the immunity challenge? No, the tribal.
She's not normal.
She can't even like. Put words together because she's saying that she can't
think
sleep.
About this. She is definitely an introvert, dropped into this tribe
of
the weirdest characters you can imagine.
Not weird, eccentric.
Okay, weird is the wrong word.
Jelinski's a weird dude. Okay, so we get this part where Jess saying she hasn't slept. And there's like a video of like the shelter falling on them. And Jess says her ADHD is making it hard for her to be out there. And I was
she
like,
has to have like a like a fidget spinner to
well,
like keep herself
I
occupied.
Don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to have medicine if you're there, but I could understand how that would. She keeps saying that she doesn't even want to get the immunity idol because she would lose it. And I'm like, this is me. I also feel like I would lose it. She's having a hard time. She says later on that she can't even like form words because she's not sleeping and her
I think
ADHD.
That's from stress.
Totally.
But it's not ADHD.
They're okay. Thank you, doctor.
I have ADHD.
They're
That's not
giving
how it works.
Us little like glimpses into what is going to happen later on because she's struggling. But my favorite part of this scene was Banu. They're walking in the jungle. Banu's in front. And he says he's trying not to be sketchy, looking for an idol, and he's scanning the jungle with these huge eyes. In front of everyone else, and Doug and I were peeing our pants. I love him. He's like looking as he's walking. Oh, I love him. But Tiffany is the one who finds the beware advantage, and it tells her to dig below where she found the clue. She finds a big box with a lock, and the it says the location of the key is hidden. She can't find it until her tribe loses immunity challenge, which, okay, happens this episode, and her vote is gone until she finds the immunity idol. Yeah. And I was like, okay, but literally it all works out for her. And then she starts to tell people, like Kenzie's there. Kenzie sees the whole thing. She starts to tell everyone she doesn't have a vote. And I'm like, why do people do this? Why do you tell anybody that you don't have a vote? Like, I don't know. I feel like whenever I watch Survivor, I'm like, you people trust people too much. Like everybody who tells anybody that they've got lost a vote or they have immunity, I'm like, stop telling people. We've just seen it work against them. But then we get to day three, which is finally the immunity challenge time. And this is the moment where we get, Jelinski says, several means seven. And Jeff is like, no, it doesn't.
Time goes on for a bit, and then Jeff comes back to it. And goes, wait, hold on. Did you just say several means seven? He's like, yeah, everyone knows that.
And the whole crowd is like, that's not what it means. And I'm like, oh.
Just set us up. Set us up, Jeff. 4 hours? It's supposed to be seven.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. Okay, so then for the challenge, did you ever watch Survivor China? It's one of the best early seasons. Uh-uh. Todd wins. Should I not say that?
So I just said I didn't watch it. No. And you followed that up with, yeah, so here's the winner.
Okay, guys, if you're going to go back and watch it, ignore that last part. Sorry. Okay, in China, they have a challenge where they're carrying a long dragon around like this whole thing. This is what this reminded me of. It's a 500-pound, 15-foot long gecko that they're supposed to carry around this challenge. That is so freaking heavy. Uh-huh. And
but it has handles and...
But still, 500 pounds between six people means everyone is carrying almost 100 pounds.
Yeah, good math.
Thank you so much. 80 pounds or so, 8 times 6. About 80 pounds or so. And Nami has the lead the whole entire time. Like, it's not even Nami. They crushed it in the
Hunter,
first.
Hunter and Tevin are up front pulling the fat gecko head. Mm-hmm. They're able to pull it over the
Yeah, you've got to pull it up all these obstacles.
And
yes. And they, Yano just struggling. Just Purple Yano is struggling the whole time. Siga, they're struggling too. They can't figure out the puzzle. And they get up there way before Yano, but they still can't figure it out. And Yano finally gets up there. So you think maybe there's a chance. But Nami wins easily. And Jelinski is just confused. Yeah. Jelinski and Jess are doing the puzzle.
And
confused.
There's two brain cells between them. And Jess has both.
When Jelinski couldn't figure out the puzzle, Doug said to me, well, this is the end of it. Oh, sad. Siga wins the second immunity, Siga Green.
It's not even that. He volunteered to do the
puzzle. I know.
He volunteered for everything.
I know. And this was a very, okay, did you catch this moment? So Siga wins immunity, which is the green team. Jeff hands them the immunity. So Venus takes it.
This is Nami.
What did I say?
You said Siga.
No. Nami's yellow.
Nami gets the immunity award.
Oh, sorry, so sorry. Yes, sorry.
Gives it to Venus because she just solved the puzzle.
And Soda takes it out of her hands yes. And hands it to Hunter. And Venus's face is like, what? It was like the weirdest little, yes, you're right, sorry. It was the weirdest moment. She's like, oh, okay. And Soda's like, that's not yours. And I was like,
dear. Venus looks at the camera too.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of looking at the camera, who did I write this down about? Is it Jelinski? I wrote down somewhere, someone needs to stop looking at the camera. I think it might be Charlie, but somebody needs, Charlie. I wrote that. Charlie needs to stop looking at the camera. Cute Charlie from Harvard can't stop accidentally staring at the camera. And I was dying because I also feel like I would maybe be that way, but I was like, Someone tell him to stop. Okay, yeah. So they, Siga and Nami win immunity. And they, and then we're back to Yano. Jelinski is chilling in the shelter. And
he thinks he's safe, which is the best part. He thinks he's done nothing wrong. Everything he's done has been for the tribe, for the benefit of the tribe.
Jess says, you just want to chill instead of talking to people. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And Tiffany says the vibes aren't vibing when she talks to Jess. And I feel like that's probably definitely like an extrovert talking to an introvert and they're not vibing.
Right.
Which I get, but they can't be vibing when you're talking to Jelinski because poor Jelinski. So Tiffany says she's able to go look for the code for the key, the immunity idol box, because they already lost. And she's able to decipher the code very quickly.
Super fast.
I looked at that paper and I was like, absolutely not. It was like a bunch of symbols.
Yeah.
And she says, because she's an artist, she can kind of figure it out. And I'm like, girl, how?
She immediately deciphered it.
Yeah, she did a great job. And I
and then
would
found
have,
the key instantly.
Yes, I would have been staring at it for hours.
Yeah, she's smart.
Hours, yes. And she runs over to the point with the rock. She finds it. And I wrote, how is she running with no one seeing her? She's running to the rocks. She's running into
camera
the...
Crew, camera crew.
I know. Running through the jungle, no one seeing her. And Q turns to everybody, not Jelinski, and he's like, we're not voting for Jess. He says, Jelinski keeps volunteering and he's not doing what he needs to do to play. And it's Jelinski in a nutshell. Q's still pissed about the strength challenge. And
as he should be.
Yeah.
Because Q is trying to keep going.
Oh, totally. And Bonu's freaking out about the whole thing. Then cut to Jelinski feeding. He's feeding.
Bonu's force
feeding Jelinski rice with his hand. And it doesn't help that Jelinski's like so tall and Bonu's not. And
it's
like
how worthless Jelinski is. He can't even feed himself. Bonu's just
he's
shoveling
him.
Rice
he's
into
like,
his mouth.
Stop worrying. And he's feeding him. It was so strange. Oh, so we get to Tribal Council. The new setup is gorgeous. You haven't seen enough Tribal Councils to know how cool this Tribal Council setup
is.
I
thought it was cool.
It was so cool. Yeah. It was amazing. And Q walks Jeff through the sweat challenge and what happened.
Sorry, I've still seen like 15 seasons.
Okay, sorry. I had no idea.
There's just 46 of them.
Well, you should watch them all. I can tell you which ones to skip, though. There's a few. But definitely 41 and 36. Ghost Island is one of the most infuriating endings of all time. Don't ever watch it. You will be so frustrated by it.
Which one's 41?
41 is like the brand new one post-COVID. And it has Shan on it.
No, I saw that one.
Ugh. Okay, we won't go into it. Shan is the worst. Okay, so I think it's 41. We're 42, but I'm pretty sure it's 41. So Jelinski says, Q and I share the same mentality. We don't give up. And Jeff is like, no, you quit and you need to own it. And Jelinski's like, okay, I did.
Guys, I quit, actually. You're right, Jeff.
Oh, and Q tells Jeff that Jelinski gave his vote away. And I wrote, poor Jelinski's just not that smart. Poor thing. And Q says, it's a game for $1 million.
If Jelinski said he was hungry and Jeff said, you're not hungry, Jelinski would be like, you're right, I'm not hungry, I lied. Please don't be mad at me.
Oh, it's very clear that there's like, okay, so tell me this.
What do you mean,
No, I know. I just feel, you never know how you would react in certain situations. Like you're sweating, it's been an hour and a half.
No, I mean, he's not, the problem isn't that he's reacting weird, it's that he's not reacting at all.
Oh, I know.
There's no thought behind those eyes.
Okay, so what we have, it's very clear it's between two people at this immunity, at the tribal. It's between Jess, who says her brain is really struggling. And it kind of sounded like she wanted to leave for a second. And I said, why do we keep picking people who like maybe aren't physically ready for this game? Do you know what I mean?
Or mentally.
Mentally, physically. And then we have Jelinski, who like has shown three separate times in one episode that he can't do what he's supposed to as a tribe member.
He just quits.
So who, if it was you in that moment, who would you be gunning for?
Jelinski.
You were straight Jelinski the whole time.
I was Jelinski the second he quit on the water thing.
Even like when
less than an hour in.
Even when you're thinking about like, okay, Kenzie was like, do we need strength to, or Tiffany, I remember, but like, do we need strength for the challenges? And it's like, is it worth it if you can't ever finish the challenge?
Okay. If you were to compare Jelinski and Jess's muscle
mass. Okay, well, I'm just saying, I would have voted Jelinski out too. I'm just like trying to kind of.
No, I think the only reason they wanted him was because Kenzie's weird, just like he is. She was braiding his hair and like they were comparing tattoos and everything.
Yeah.
Like they vibed on a weird spiritual level, you know, crystals.
It's Daphne and Shaggy.
Shout out crystals.
Okay.
Daphne and Shaggy.
But yeah.
He was very much Shaggy.
Yeah.
And he just.
Yeah. She was smarter than him for sure.
Yeah.
And I think Jess, hopefully she can kind of like, maybe just a few days of adjusting.
Jess is just too quiet.
Well, and I think she's just having a hard time adjusting. I think if she can adjust, then she can be.
But I think Q looked at Jelinski and said, you are.
Oh, no.
I'd rather have no one than you.
After three different times where he let him down, he's like, I can't do this. And very quickly, Jelinski is gone.
He didn't have a vote.
He didn't have a vote.
He gave it up.
And they all voted for him.
So probably, I don't know all Survivor history, but is that the first time that the first person voted out, didn't even get a vote off, and was a unanimous vote?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. It's usually not unanimous
and
in the beginning.
And competed in every trial.
I wrote, poor guy, but Survivor's not his show. And then nobody said goodbye to him. Do you think that was weird? Nobody like, bye, Jelinski. Love you, brother.
Care.
Nobody voted him out.
They did not care.
No. Okay, so then that's, I don't know if all the episodes are going to be 2 hours, but it felt very long. Because it was normally an hour. Then last year they went to 90 minutes. And this first, I'm like, is it just the premiere that's going to be 2 hours?
Usually
we're going back to nine.
Usually
the
premiere is like two hours.
Okay, so maybe we'll go back to 90 minutes.
I think it goes to 90.
Yeah, and we see in the previews that there might be some Venus, trouble with Venus. Yeah. And we'll.
I don't trust the previews at all.
You don't?
Last season's previews were always so crazy. And it was always like, Austin is going to betray D, and D is going
to
betray Austin.
I know. They're trying to create some drama.
And Venus, I mean, that's their new poster child, so they're going to.
When are you going to apply for Survivor? Why not? Why not?
Sure, I'll do it.
You got a lot of common sense, don't you there, bud? You could do it.
I think I would be bad at the puzzle challenges, too.
I think our entire family would be bad at the puzzle challenges.
Ariana.
You think Ariana would be good at it?
She does puzzles on her free time.
So does Doug, though. Remember, I got him a puzzle holder for Christmas. Doug, I think Doug would actually be good at it. I think the hardest part for Doug would be not letting his face show his emotions. I think he would get frustrated.
He would speak his mind.
No, well, I think he would. I think he'd be good at being able to rein it in, but I think he would be frustrated and it'd be hard for him not to like be show his annoyance on his face.
I think with Survivor, if anybody listening does get on the show, I think you almost have to create a new personality.
Oh, really? Not be yourself at all?
Well,
I think being myself would be a strength for me. Thank you very much.
I think you can add parts of yourself, but I think you have to like reinvent it for the show.
Yeah. Do things that you wouldn't normally do. Lie. Cheat.
Right.
Be deceptive. I think that would be the hardest part for me. Did you know that they make them go to like, I said to Doug, the hardest part for me, not only the fact that I would probably cry every tribal because I get overwhelmed with confrontation, is I can't help it and cry. I would have to be in therapy for months after hearing what people said about me in their confessions and that I didn't know. Like, I thought we were friends. And they're like, Rosanna is the dumbest girl on the planet. And I'd be like, oh, I thought we were friends. I think that would be my hardest part. I'd have to be in therapy for a while after that.
What's the process of applying to Survivor?
It's open right now. You have to send in a video describing why you'd be great. I have sent in four videos over the past 6 years. You do a picture, you fill out a whole bio, what makes you stand out. I keep trying to tell them that we need a good Utah Mormon on this show because last year we had the principal who quit and I forget his name, it's Sean. And I was like, Sean does not get to represent Utah. We need somebody who, and I also think it should be a girl who's my age. I think it should be a Mormon mom and not Sean who quit. And so you do a video, you do pictures and you fill out a just a thing talking about why you'd be great and like what your strengths would be. You know, you can talk about whether like social would be your strength, outwit, outlast, outplay. I think mine would be outplay. Maybe you could outlast. You're strong. But for me, socially, I think I'm on a different level than you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm physically, you might be on a different level than me. But what I think is that both of us need to start doing some puzzles on our phone, like our sister Ariana. Okay. I know I'm supposed to do a Vanderpump Rules recap. You never watch Vanderpump Rules, but I didn't get a chance to watch it this week, so I'll do it next week at the end of the Survivor recap. So
you didn't get a chance to watch
it? I didn't get a chance to watch it. Okay. But I will tell you guys, I am aware, I posted on my stories, of the Jax and Brittany separation. The skeptic in me thinks that it's just PR for the Valley, even though I did see videos of Brittany actually moving out today, which I think was very extreme. Also, why does she have to move out? Jax should be moving out. Let's be real. This is her home that she has with her child, Cruz. She should be able to stay, but it's, Jax is the worst. So there's part of me who thinks he probably did terrible things because he's Jackson. He's a terrible human. But I also think that they're playing it up because I don't know if she'll actually ever leave. But I hope she does. But I'm sure they're like, oh, we saw how much like Scandoval made Vanderpump Rules be so popular because people were watching to look for clues. And I think that's what's happening here. But also I do think that maybe a little bit of is like a publicity stunt. So that's where we're at. Also, I would like to let you know that there was footage of the women, the Salt Lake Housewives women, filming with the three newbies, and they went on their first cast trip to Milwaukee. Milwaukee. Why? No offense, Milwaukee, but like, why are we going to Milwaukee for a cast trip in the middle of winter? Maybe they're going skiing, but also you live in Utah where you can ski. I don't know, but I'm very excited. And in the clip that I saw, Mary seems to be very frustrated, and I can't believe Mary's going to be back on the show. It's really so shocking to me. Okay. That's it for now.
What is Vanderpump Rules?
Christian, you didn't watch my episode. You didn't listen to my episode that you edited of the 411 on Vanderpump Rules.
I listened to them. I have to edit them.
Okay. It is a show that started 11, 12 years ago about a bunch of servers that work at a restaurant owned by Lisa Vanderpump, which is why it's called Vanderpump Rules. And it follows these servers' lives. It's been on for 11 seasons. It's not your show. It's not your show. It's not your show, but that's okay. That's okay because it's a lot of other people's show. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Salty Housewife, or my personal Instagram is Rosie in Real Life. Christian, thank you for coming on.
Didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah, well, no, I said you want to do it this week, and you said sure. Okay, so you could have said no, but I think I'm going to try to get Doug in it because
I think Doug would be a good recapper.
Well, he can't be here every week because homie's got a job and he has to work.
We can record whenever.
But we can record whenever. But I would like to, I'm going to try to be consistent with getting these out on Fridays so that it's not too long after recaps.
Just have them come at night.
Yeah, we have nothing else to do on a Friday night.
No, don't record on Friday.
Oh, well, he works from home on Friday, so I think I can get him to come in and we'll have a little recording.
Yeah, I'm sure it's what every married man with four children wants to do after a long, hard day at work.
Is record a podcast with his wife.
Come home, drive an hour up to his in-laws, and then record in their studio.
Yeah, until I get a studio in my house. That's what he's going to have to do. Okay, guys, thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.